Well, Neil, much to digest and reflect upon. From an FC point of view, 21 shots, 4 on target. There's a lot of positives going on up there, but it's the missing the chances is probably one of the key things.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I'm always deflated when we haven't won, James, but I thought there were some excellent performances today. You know, young Keegan, who got man of the match. We've worked hard to get him in. Van Wyk scored again. Vincent getting 60 minutes. Jan Palinkas coming in instead of Halls. I'm proud of him. You know, it's been a hard week. It's been the Lancaster week. It's been the injury suspensions. It's been Belgium. It's patching back up. Dante running around with half an hour to go with a pulled groin and Donoghue having to come off again. And it's hard, but I'm dead proud of him. I really am. I've you know, just watching Ethan go out there now. Ethan Vaughan will go right back. He looks like he's come on. But, you know, that core, James, that's gone, we're going to have to replace. And you know, it's going to take us time. But we're working hard. We're working hard and doing it. And like I said, the performance second half, I was really, really impressed with.
Totally dominant. Now, let's specifically talk about Van Wyk. He's coming from West Lancs League. I mean, I didn't see the Lancaster game, unfortunately, all midweek. But he looks to have settled really quickly and does not look like a young... Obviously, lots to learn. Do you speak about what's your feelings about
his
how
he trained. He hasn't even trained with the lads yet. You know, he's coming straight away. He's played. He's come to Belgium. He's played again. He hasn't even done any patterns of play or shape work. But he's the next one that we found. And we found him a couple of years ago. And, you know, people say, are you going to replace Tundy? Are you going to replace Regan? Are you going to replace Matty Van Wyk? And, you know, did we become a one-man team because he scores again today? No, well, that's what your centre-forwards do. But the pond we're fishing in at the minute, James, whether or not people want to hear it or not want to hear it, I'm fishing at Dante Gabinon. I'm fishing in the loan market. Your Matty Van Wyks, your Jan Palinkas, your Guy Halls. That's where we are. And I'm dead happy that we're fishing in that pond because they're really good footballers.
But he gets a lovely through ball from Donoghue. But it's that composure. And obviously a two-footed player, yep, which is always an advantage. But it's the composure. And when the ball's going across you like that, it's very easy to slice it.
Yeah. And it's a great finish. And he probably looks back at the highlights later on. He thinks he should score again. He's just got to pull the trigger. But doesn't. But we're delighted with him. He's, 21-year-old. And he's going to be a good forward for us.
There was a period in the game where, in the second half, when he was really getting pulled about by the defender. Now, is that a case of... A free kick was given again. We know we're partial to some extent on FCM radio, we don't pretend, but there was one point where a free kick was given against him on Harrow when there was hardly any contact. Mm. You know, and either side of that, it was clear he was being pulled and pushed about. And is it a case that that's what happens and this is part of his learning curve, as he's going to have to deal with how to avoid that?
And he's got to learn, you know. And if you watched Regan 12, 24 months ago when he got pushed, he'd argue with himself. You know, he was a frustrated man. It's only when we've been able to drop off, don't get too tight to your centre-half, get yourself time to turn. And Matt is in that field at the minute, and we've got to help him to develop. But I'm excited. I've just said, gone in there, and I'm excited to work with Matty Van Wyk. I'm excited to work with Guy Hall and, you know, young Keegan Hartley today. It's refreshing, and we're not going to win games of football all the time, but again, as the managers say, we've shown we're a really good side, even though we are makeshift at the minute, and you know, we haven't got that settled team. But I'm proud of the second half performance, James.
Yeah, go through the whole team today, but Keegan Hartley, it's that thing of settling. Very, you know, quite often a new player comes in and they don't quite really gel. What was it about him that pleased you?
We've watched Keegs a few times now. We've tried to get him from Barnsley. Bobby Hassel at Barnsley's been great, but he's just such a little live wire. He gets in good pockets. I thought first half when he closed a man down and chased it, we could see he's tenacious. He then got his shot off that rattled the woodwork. He's got up to a second, you know, in the second half where he's pulled off his man and just put it wide. He gets in really good areas, but, you know, he's got man of the match today. And I've just said to the lads, that's his first game in an FC United shirt, and, you know, he's coming away with all the plaudits, and maybe some others who've been here a while now have got to play with that burn that he's done today on his debut. And that's why I'm sure that he's going to go and be a professional footballer, but we're going to enjoy having him here, hopefully till the end of the season, because I think he's going to become a fan's favourite and another one that we'll look to develop and get into in Barnsley's first team.
And we had a short list for man of the match. We didn't give it to Keegan. We could have done. We actually gave it Luke Griffiths. I felt was you know, I thought that they did a good job for you. You needed Donoghue and Griffiths to do a good job. Normally we don't see these things the same, but it was almost like, Luke, we've given it to other players when Luke's performed well, and we thought that Luke did a good job today. How did you see that?
I think Luke always does a good job, and Luke's playing very good football at the minute. My problem with stay with me, with Luke or with Charlie or with Curtis Jones or with you know, Alex Woolerton or whatever it will be, that them same players are playing in the team now that aren't getting the success. So is the ingredients right now? That's not against Luke. Is Luke playing with the right person? Are we missing Potts? Is it Potts and Vincent? Is it Potts and Donoghue? Is it Vincent and Donoghue? Is it Griffiths? So he's going to struggle. So he hasn't had that continuity, that midfield partner next to him. But his performance levels have excelled. But we need to find somewhere for Luke Griffiths to be alongside and get them games in. That's going to take time. I'm happy with Luke. I think he's playing as good as what he played the first season he signed for us. But for whatever reason, because of the changes at the minute, that little core aren't able to win games of football because the relationships are different. And that's what we've got to try and embed now. You've got another one today in Ethan who might now come in at right back and Wolves goes a bit higher. But it's part of Arsenal football, and like I said, we haven't lost.
Would you agree that one of the strong things throughout the team was winning the ball back, the recovery runs, and whenever Staithridge would win the ball, that there was somebody right there to win it back?
I thought we were excellent at possession today. I thought we were excellent. I thought we got on really good areas. I thought we were exciting going forward. I thought our distances that we work on in training was really good. We won first and second balls all over the park. And it just wasn't to be. And I know when you don't win games of football, people are going to moan. And then you say, we haven't won against Lancaster. We have to get it. But do we? You know, it's about the performance levels. And the performance levels today were really good. And if that means we've got to come back a step to go forward a step, and we can develop the likes of Van Wyk that we've done with Regan, Linney and Tunney, we can develop the likes of Guy Hall that we've done with Doddy over the years, then we're doing something right. And I just want to not put pressure on them boys in there, you know, because there's enough pressure playing in front of the crowd that they do. But enjoy it, because we'll create another really good group in there. And we've had to rebuild the side all the time because as vultures always want to take our players off, and that's what happens. We'll rebuild another really good side in there. And I know people go, playoffs, we're still fighting, we're still doing well. And you know, the unbeaten run starts again today, and we've taken a point against the Staithridge side that have been difficult to beat.
Yeah, Staithridge near the bottom, yeah. but had to take these budget cuts, and to me they look a decent side.
Very good. I think Raul Carrera, the 9, is one of the best in the league, and we tried to get Raul in summer and we missed out financially. We got offered a better deal at Staithridge. I think he's excellent. I think they've got players, you know, in that side that have been out injured all season and that haven't helped Chris Wilcox. But again, there's no divine right. I don't care if you play Liversedge, Staithridge, South Shields, everyone could give everyone a game, and I haven't seen the results yet today, but might sound like a broken record, but it wouldn't surprise me if there was a couple of shocks today.
Well, put it this way, FC were six points off the playoff to begin with, and now 5 points. Bamberbridge lost. moving on now. So 1 point close to the playoff. It's a tease this season. Yeah. It's a total tease. You think, oh, we're drifting out now. We can forget about it. But nobody seems to want it. But did South Shields win in the end? They drew.
Well, see, you just couldn't write it. And next week I'll have Potts back. I'll have Andy Halls back. We're going to get stronger. And I'm telling everybody who's listening, that last 10 games of the season, you watch teams start to wobble and bottle it, and it only takes a team to go and win 3 or 4 games. And, you know, we targeted 8 points out of the next 4. So that makes, you know, we've got to get a point next week and maybe 2 home wins. But you've got Liversedge, Atherton and Warrington Rylands coming up. And we said if we get our target, 8 out of 12, we'll be there or thereabouts. So we've got a point today. Take that.
Fine.
And we keep going.
Finally, Warrington Rylands, what kind of game do you expect?
It's going to be tough. Cleggy's just gone in there. You know, they show what a good side they are early on this season. They've obviously lost Callum Dolan. And they had a bit of a wobble when they lost Cal to Fleetwood, but they're going to be a good side. Again, I don't know how they've performed. I'm sure their chairman would want them to be towards the top end of the league this season with the budget, but they're not, which is credit to the NPL again. But we'll go there. You know, we'll look forward. We're going to have a good week in training now, Tuesday, Thursday, and really get ready. You know, galvanise the lads. Maybe bring in 1 or 2 more bodies this week. You know, that's what we're going to look to do now, is Brian Richardson's got his marker down on 23, 24. You know, and that's what we're going to do. But, you know, credit to the boys today. Stuck in and dug in and got a good point.
Well, thanks for a very comprehensive interview, Neil.
Cheers.
And congratulations on these players you bring
in.
Yeah,
thanks, James. Yeah, appreciate that. Cheers.